Right now, though, let's head to Asia, and we're joined by our correspondent in Manila, Pierre Ilinda Lilius. Hi, Pierre. Let's start with China's President Xi Jinping. He's visiting Europe at the moment. What have been the takeaways from his trip so far?
Well, so this is Xi Jinping's first visit to Europe in 5 years, and it's a huge difference from 2019 when he last visited. Back during that time, it was all about building closer ties between Europe and China, not least when it came to trade. For instance, Italy announced that they would become part of China's Belt and Road Initiative, and the Chinese telecom company Huawei agreed to build out the 5G network in Monaco. This time, however, Xi Jinping arrives in a region increasingly suspicious of Chinese activities, and it both has to do with trade and diplomacy. His first stop was in France, where he met with two fierce critics of his policies, one being the president of France, Emmanuel Macron, and also European Commission's president, Ursula von der Leyen. And they took the opportunity to highlight their concerns about two main things, one being China's dumping of consumer goods into their markets, causing unfair competition, they say, but also Beijing's technological support of Moscow, which is helping Russia to continue its war in Ukraine. That the meeting happened right now was significant, said Macron, and he actually thanked Xi for giving him the opportunity to make clear what EU's views are on the war and China's relations with Russia. And this was particularly important because Putin is expected to visit China in the weeks to come. Now what is happening is that Xi arrived yesterday in Serbia, and this is also a big difference from 5 years ago. Xi is visiting only one country in Western Europe. Now he's in Serbia, and he's going after that to Hungary. And these two countries are a little bit of political outliers in Europe. They're more closely aligned with Russia. They have closer relations, at least. And China is making big inroads as well, with several companies building big factories. And Xi's visit in Serbia comes at the same time as the 25th anniversary of the accidental American bombing of China's embassy in Belgrade. So he might use this opportunity to just show that the U.S. is a divisive force in the world, and China is more the peaceful part here.
Let's head to India, metaphorically that is, the BJP party led by Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Now, it's under fire after posting an allegedly anti-Muslim video.
Yes, and this is actually the second time it happens in just 2 weeks. This time it was a local chapter of India's ruling party, BJP, that posted a video on X, formerly Twitter, that has been reported to the police for allegedly demonizing Muslims and sowing hatred against them. It was an animated video that shows two opposition leaders placing an egg that's marked Muslims in a nest with three other eggs that are marked with the acronyms of three lower castes. Then these eggs hatch, and the Muslim one becomes a big, menacing chick that is then fed by these politicians. And eventually, this Muslim, so to speak, chick kicks out the other chicks out of the nest. Quite clear analogy, but it comes as the country's marathon national election has just passed its halfway mark. And BJP's rule has been marked by Hindu nationalism, which has discriminated against Muslims in many cases and also has led to violence against Muslims. So opposition politicians have lambasted this recent video as being blatantly divisive and feeding into this kind of anti-Muslim hatred that has been going on so much. And they also say that it's violating election rules. So the Election Commission has asked X to take down the video, but as of a couple of hours ago, it was still online with over 9 million views.
Thank you, Pierre. That is Pierre Ilinda Lilius, our Asia correspondent. He was joining us live there from Manila.